Blog Talk Radio.
Is up and it is good. Welcome to the Extra Points Radio Show. I am your host, the coach, Keith Howard, on a freezing, flu-filled Super Bowl weekend. I thought I actually went to the game because when I walked outside, it felt like Minneapolis in D.C. I mean, it's literally like 11 degrees outside. It is really, really cold, but never too cold to talk football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, boxing, soccer, lacrosse, wrestling. You know, we need to get a little wrestling segment going on here. That's something we could do. I need to think about that. Great guest today. Vice President Ball Operations for the DC Divas, Rich Daniel, friend of the show. I believe now with this visit, Rich would be this is his fourth time. So I think that is the most ever that we have had a guest. So I think we got a real friend of the show in Rich Daniel. Guy's a great guy. It was great to work with him when I was the head coach of the DC Divas. And there is no one who is an advocate for women's sports like Rich Daniel. As a matter of fact, he'll be out with Natalie Rudolph today. Natalie's got something going on with Title IX. Natalie played for me with the Divas, and so I got to find out what they got going on to support Title IX. So we got a good show today. Of course, I will be giving my predictions. We're going to bring back in Fit with Joy. Joy Henry will come in and talk to us a little bit about our predictions, Super Bowl. And, of course, I'm going to give a little bit of time outside of our pay attention topic to a blockbuster trade in the NFL this week. I think everyone knows what trade I'm talking about. But before we do that, let's get to our pay attention topics. And the first one, if you don't know it and you haven't heard the name Brevin White, you need to. Brevin White is a quarterback, high school quarterback out of California. I have not seen him play. But if Nick Saban is trying to get you, you must be pretty good. So he's the 228th ranked player, this is according to Rivals.com, in high school. He's not going to go to Alabama. Man, he just came off a national championship, and I get it. He's a quarterback, so maybe he's thinking Tua's already there. I'm not going. But no. Guess where he's going to go to school? University. Can you imagine Nick Saban's on the phone, excuse me, and you say, never mind, I'm going to Yale or Princeton. That's pretty good. And the kid said, and I'm going to quote him here, he said, Princeton just checked off more boxes for me. And he praised Alabama. He called them a world-class education. And so is Princeton. And he chose Princeton. I think that's pretty cool. Now, don't feel bad about Roll Tide. They just signed a four-star quarterback, Brock Purdy. Four-star quarterbacks are pretty good. He's from Arizona. They already have Tua, who we know won the national championship for them. They signed a quarterback last year in Mac Jones, who's on the bench right now for them. And then, of course, their former starter, Jalen Hurts. So they're not hurting. And, oh, by the way, there's a QB out of Florida, state of Florida, Mr. Football in the state of Florida, that is thinking about going to Alabama. So don't cry for them, please. Please don't cry for them. Next topic. Russell Westbrook. Did you see this? So Russell Westbrook actually was face-to-face with a fan. Yes, a fan. So here's what happened. So Russ and the Thunder are playing the Nuggets, Denver Nuggets, in Denver. And the Scott Harris hits a prayer of a three-pointer. And the Nuggets win the game at the buzzer. And next thing you know, out of the stands comes this guy. He just left his seat, walked right on the court, and was face-to-face with Russell Westbrook. Now, Westbrook gave him a shove, pushed him off, and he said, you know, when asked by reporters, you know, do you think you should have put your hands on me? You think you should have shoved him? You know, Russ quoted, I quote, of course. And I agree with him. Of course you should have. So the NBA's got an issue here. You know, I used to be in the security business. If they need to contract me to solve their security problem, I can do that for them. So here's the thing. Last week, there was a guy who walked on the court with a hoodie that matched the warm-up of the NBA team. I don't remember who it was now. And this guy actually does warm-ups with the team, the pregame warm-up. He's shooting baskets before police escorted him off the court. This is a problem, and I think they're going to wait until somebody gets hurt. So the union should be all over this, in my opinion. The owners should be all over this. And to hear it again, it, you know, the Extra Points Radio Show is all about the business of sports. These fans want to be on the court. And so what they do is they pay an extraordinary amount of money to sit at courtside. And they just walk on the court. And that just shouldn't be. You know, back in the day, a front row seat meant you were in the front row, not on the court, right? But, again, corporate greed, these owners, they want it. So, by the way, speaking of greed, a Super Bowl ticket and a suite, $20,000. $20,000 for a suite ticket. It's on StubHub. You want it, it's there. Anyway, moving on. So, you heard on this show, not once, but twice, that there's problems in Baltimore. They're problems. So Ozzie Newsome announced his retirement. He's going to retire at the end of next season. So I guess what really was alarming for me on this one was that his success has already been named. A guy named Eric DaCosta. Eric's 46 years old and is going to be the general manager of the Baltimore Ravens in 2019. My concern is, whatever happened to the Rooney Rule? Whatever happened to, hey, you know, you have to interview a minority prior to hire? Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. When Ozzie negotiated his extension, so his contract ended in 2014, when he extended the contract out 4 more years, I don't want to say it was in the contract, but it was, quote, unquote, understood that Eric DaCosta would be the heir apparent. I didn't know that we could inherit jobs. I never heard of such a thing. I don't know anybody that looks like me who has a job inherited to them. Now, I will say James Franklin had the Maryland head football job inherited to him, but it was like a 6-year wait, which is ridiculous. And he went on to Purdue, and now he's at Penn State, and he did the right thing. But this new inheritance thing, for those of you that can't see it, it is a way around the Rooney Rule. Now, there's more problems in Baltimore. Here it is. So the owner, Steve Bisciotti, does his own press conference. It's an annual presser. Media comes in at the end of the year, and they kind of do like a recap of the year. This was his quote. When asked, were you going to fire John Harbaugh at the end of the season? He said, was certainly a consideration, but not one that I was inclined to make this year. Let me tell you something. Love John to death. That's my man. But, John, here's what you got to do. You got to win. You got to win next year. You got to go to the playoffs, and you got to win in that round, whatever that round is, divisional round, wild card round, whatever it is. you have got to win. If you don't win, you're going to be up a creek. So, you know, we need to really make sure that that happens. So we're pulling for you, John. So here's our pay attention topic for this week, and it's an NBA one, and I got two sound effects for it. First, our pay attention topic. Our pay attention topic is February 8th. The NBA trade deadline is coming up. Now, we don't have Super Referee Craig Muckle with us today as he is out doing what he does, which is refereeing. But we are going to play this music. This music is the old Kurt Angle entrance from the WWE, and its lyrics are two words. You suck. And this goes to you, Ernie Grunfeld. Absolutely. Ernie, how could you fall asleep at the wheel once again and not get Greg Stone or Georgetown Hoya? How could you not get him? As bad as this team is on the front court, how could you let him go to the Celtics? This is why the Celtics are good. This is why they're ranked. They're number one in the East. This is why they have 20-some-odd championships. This is why. It's unbelievable to me that they let a hometown kid just go. And you know what's funny? 4 years ago, the same thing happened. Detroit was ready to unload him like no tomorrow, and the Wizards just fell asleep at the wheel. Wouldn't you rather have Greg Monroe than Martin Gortat? Give me a break. This is a no-brainer. So I'm gonna give him a reprieve here. I'm gonna give him a reprieve because I know he's listening. DeAndre Jordan is still out there waiting. The Clippers are dying to get rid of him. They want to unload his $22.5 million salary on Ted Leonsis. So not only am I going to remind you that he's there, but I'm also going to tell you how to get it. You've been trading number one picks forever. The last 3 out of 4 years, the Wizards have traded their number one pick. They're trying to hold on to it so Ernie can screw it up. No, no, no. Let it go. Get rid. Give them the number one and Kelly Oubre. That's what you do. Give a number one and Kelly Oubre and get DeAndre Jordan. You can find a Kelly Oubre somewhere in the league. Go to the Capital Go-Go and find them there. But that's one way you can do it. The other way you can do it, just a little bit more drastic, but the other way you could do it is just a straight swap out. Contract is going to end at the end of the year. Markieff Morris gives you nothing. Get rid of both of them. Get rid of both of them. Start Kelly Oubre and bring in DeAndre. You're already then a much more athletic team. Now, this is coming from a guy that's a football head. I'm not a basketball head. I can't even take credit for some of the stuff I'm saying. But I can tell you this, it's common sense. And Ernie, if you screw this up again, if you screw this up one more time, guess what? With this three-game win streak, the John Wall is playing. I don't know what's up with that. But the Wizards have slid in the fourth place and are only a game and a half behind Cleveland with third place, third seed in the year. Now, listen to me, Ernie. Listen to me. All right, hey, I'm going back to my comfort zone, which is football. I'm going to crank up some Chuck here, but when I get back, you can't find, and I'm telling, I mean this, you can't find anyone who is more of an advocate for women's sports than Rich Daniel. And we're going to come back and find out, A, what the Divas are doing, because they are the best D.C. football team out there. They are. Well, I don't know now, and I'm going to ask Rich about this. There are two women's leagues, and there's another team in D.C. that won a championship last year. Maybe these two teams need to play each other. Let's see how he answers that one. Also, he's out with some Title IX, something or other. So I don't know what he's doing there. And then, we got to get a Super Bowl prediction from him. So let's crank up some Chucky, pay some bills, and we'll be right back on the Extra Points Radio Show. Money. We do need money. We do need money, Chucky. You got that right. We do need money. The Extra Points Radio Show needs money. We are looking for a sponsor. Give me a shout, coach@extrapointsllc.com, or you can reach me on Twitter. I stay on Twitter, @extrapointsllc. Twitter is becoming my new news. For some reason, I don't even watch the local news anymore. And one of the reasons why I don't watch the local news anymore is because they're getting rid of the sports segment. I can't stand that. And I know Rich Daniel can't stand that as well. So let's bring him in. Rich, are you there?
I am, Coach. And you're right. The lessening or demise somewhat of local sports has been underway for quite some time.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. You got, like, the anchor is doing, like, they don't even tell the story anymore. They just kind of say, okay, the Redskins won. There's no highlights, no nothing.
Coach, I'm going to let you know that I'm walking in right now to the Women and Girls Expo here at Deanwood Recreation Center, right across from the Deanwood Metro Station, Northeast D.C. Would love to see people come on by today from now until 5 o'clock, be able to join a great group of expo folks today here. There are going to be clinics all day long, lots of women's sports teams. Elaine Deladon from the Mystics will be here later today, I believe at 12:30 to 1 for an autograph session and a meet and greet. So it's a great chance, free, open to everyone. And a great opportunity to interact with some great female role models, athletes, some folks like myself that will be here today, as you said in the introduction. I see Natalie Randolph off in the corner here, and with Ken, Coach, I'm going to try to corner Natalie for just a minute so you can have a word with her. Obviously a great
Absolutely.
Football mind.
Love it.
You know, why not get a football prediction? In fact, I'm going to circle her right now while I see her. See if we can't coordinate.
There you go, producing a sports show. I love it.
It's love it, huh? This is live. Live with host Keith Howard. I have Natalie Randolph. I'm going to hand off the headset to Natalie real quick. Natalie, jump on there.
Hi.
Coach Keith Howard, you're
Natalie,
how
welcome
you?
To the Extra Points Radio Show. It's good to hear your voice.
Hello.
Natalie,
how are
welcome
you?
To the Extra Points Radio Show. It's good to hear your voice.
You too.
Now, what you guys got going on over there? Where is it at? What you doing? How much is it? All that.
It's the National Girls and Women's in Sports Day Expo. We're here at Deanwood Recreation Center. I can't hear very well. Let's go in this room.
What's the cost on that?
I'm sorry?
What's the cost?
The cause, it's National Girls and Women's Sports Day. The official day is on February 7th, so we're celebrating it this weekend with our expo. We've got Department of Parks and Recreation Cheer and Dance Showcase about to start from 10 to 12, and then we've got sports demonstrations from about 10 different organizations and an exhibit hall, so tell all the girls and young ladies to come, go through the exhibit hall, win prizes. The Mystics player, Elena Deladonna, is going to be here signing autographs at 12:30.
Well, that's exciting to meet Deladon, but Natalie's there right now, and that's a big deal.
I am.
You're star power right there. I mean, for the listening audience, for those that don't know, you know, Natalie's a former head football coach at Coolidge High School and an outstanding player for the DC Divas. Natalie, it's great to hear your voice.
Thank you. Great to hear your voice, too.
All right. Good. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Welcome. Hey, Coach. There's a great one just walking out the door right there.
Well, a great one that you got that right, and that's what I was saying to her. I said,
oh,
hey, Deladon's nice, but Natalie's there right now. People got to get right down there. This is great stuff. So, Rich, tell me this now. There's no bigger advocate. I mean, you're out there on a Saturday morning. I'm sure you'll be there all day long shaking hands. Tell me about the DC Divas, Rich. You put out something during the week where you kind of chronicled their record and that and their success. compared to their male compadres here. Tell our listening audience once again about the D.C. Divas. What's the plan for this upcoming season?
Well, Coach, I appreciate that. I generally stay away from comparisons or anything that might look like I'm trying to, you know, really compare to the NFL, because we are unique. It is the sport of football, as you well know, and we're trying to play it at the highest level we can possibly achieve with the resources and the people and everything that goes into it to make it happen. But at the same time, we're not competing with the NFL. You know, we're not trying to play the skins in a who's the best team in D.C. kind of game, right? But at the same time,
gotcha,
when you hear the but at the same time, you know, realistically, when you hear the pain expressed from so many people, whether you think the trade is good or bad, whatever you side of it you're on, I just heard so much of a wave, it seemed like, of that pain that we've grown somewhat accustomed to from our professional organization here, the football side of things, for quite too long now. And I just felt like I needed to say something to add some perspective for me, right, to help me with it a little bit, as much as anything. And, you know, part of that perspective is that the Divas have been where I have been since leaving the Washington Pro Football Burgundy and Gold. And it's been a great departure. 15 years ago, I left Channel 7 this month. So there's that body of work I'm now reflecting on when you talk about local news and what I saw was coming at that time and what is certainly here now. The women's football could have never imagined it, couldn't have drawn it up, didn't think about doing it as a kid or as an adult. And it just happened that I was available. It was beginning. And I believe in the sport. I'm always about teams that work hard and compete and try to do things beyond just the football field or the basketball court or whatever the arena is. I'm always drawn to that, whether it's through the storytelling and television or just as a person, you know, as a human being. That motivates me and that draws me to want to pay attention, to support it some way. And like today, you know, people, these little girls and middle school girls and older, you know, adults that come out today, men, women, whoever it may be, you know, meeting Elaine Deladon is going to be super of an opportunity, something they'll never forget today. And for me, with the Divas, there'll be Divas here, and there'll be some of those interactions also that you really don't know how far of a ripple that interaction may be, a positive one, and how far it may go. So, directionless, but with purpose. How's that?
Right. I love the quote. I love the quote. You're listening to Rich Daniel, Vice President of Football Operations for the D.C. Divas. Now, when I was the head coach there, which was many moons ago, you were general manager. What is this extended title now? What is this? Are you the salary cap czar, or what's going on with that? I mean, you guys are growing. I'm loving it.
No one has lasted long enough yet to see the salary cap manager make his way into women's football. But you know what? 15 more years, there may be somebody in that role. And I think the big thing when you see that title is that the idea is to simply grow. And there are women who have played the game, who have coached the game, who should be in those positions and are working towards being in those positions or will be very soon. There are other teams, as you know, that, you know, the Divas are, I think, the most unique organization out of all of them that have ever done it because of the amount of people that have participated in it and that either are still with it in some way or maybe even more importantly have gone somewhere else to grow the sport even more and to provide even more opportunity, and also to provide that opportunity to either own, be the general manager, vice president, whatever it is, and to have that real experience, which is, let me tell you, as you know, it's been quite an experience to go through all the aspects of trying to do this. And so I'm pleased with the body of work. And so that was part of that post, was to remind me that, my entire football soul is not lost in Landover.
Right, or Rao John, as some people call it.
Right, Rao John, wherever it might be. Although, right.
I speak all over the country, and I always tell people that my greatest season coaching, and I coached 31 seasons of football. And people say, well, you're not old enough to coach 31 seasons. I said, no. In 2009, I coached in the spring for the D.C. Divas as a head coach and in the fall as a wide receivers coach for Catholic University. And they're two great moments, one good, one not so good. The one good was Boston game where Tara Stevenson, we call her Stevie, returned a kick at the end of the game. That is the single greatest play I've ever had in football. And then, of course, going down to Texas and taking a tough loss in a championship game down there in Texas. So that was tough. But, I mean, some great moments. Now, let me ask you this, because in a couple weeks, I'm going to have another women's team on here, the Washington Prodigy, who just recently won a championship. Congratulations to them. When are these two entities going to play each other? I got to see that game. When does that happen?
Well, first of all, congratulations to the Prodigy on their USWFL championship this past season. It was well-earned, undefeated. And we know what a special year it is to go undefeated, no matter where you do it or who you do it against, right? That's a big deal.
Right.
So in terms of them playing us, you know, Coach, now that you're in the radio business, you're in the speaking business, you're in the promotion business, perhaps you might be the person that would be like Russ Potts back in the day, you know, where you put on the big basketball game and 14,000 people show up and everybody's talking about it. Maybe you are the person that will end up putting that game together featuring the Divas and the Prodigy.
Well, I would not mind being that conduit, having coached both teams and friends on both. I would love to do that.
That's right.
So there's a field right over there at Deanwood. I'll make sure I get the Prodigy on the line. And, you know, how do they say it? Don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff.
Here's the thing. Bottom line is you can play for bragging rights, but let's be real about it. At this point in our lifetime, after all these years and the amount of time you've invested in it, that they've invested in it, we better be playing for more, and we better be playing in front of a lot of people, and we better be playing for something greater than just bragging rights. Get it?
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
The ball for everybody. Move the ball for everybody, or just go do your thing. We'll do our thing and leave it be at that. And we'll move it however we can individually as opposed to collectively.
And you know what? And, again, I think that's a perfect example of, to me, one of the great advocates for women's sports. And what you just said right there, you advocated for the women. Now, let me shift gears to the guy's side. I did have one more question on the Divas. So,
by the way, I just
want
to tell you on the Divas side, I just want to give Coach, real quick, a shout-out just passed through. Back-to-back national champion defensive coordinator walking through the building right now. Folks, I'm telling you, the people you can meet today.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Now, who was that?
Willie.
Who is that?
Willie Bennett.
Wow. That's great.
There is no other, right? D coordinator of
champions. No, there is no other.
That's right.
He's
here today supporting the District State Athletic Association. Exactly. Yeah, it's a good day. A lot of people out here that a lot of good opportunities for interaction with good groups and a lot of different groups. But
Rich,
go ahead.
Let me ask you this question.
To this big game. Go ahead, please.
Well, no. I wanted to ask about the coaching staff, because one of the things I was really impressed with was it looks like the staff for the Divas is primarily made up now of former Divas. I mean, I think that is outstanding marketing. Not only is it outstanding marketing, but it's just the right thing to do. There's nobody more prepared to coach women's tackle football than the women that have played for the D.C. Divas. So tell us about that.
That is something we alluded to a bit earlier, and it applies to the Divas. It applies to the Prodigy. It applies to other, Dallas and other teams across the country. that have done this, but no one has done it to the extent that we have yet in terms of the amount of people
right.
and the consistency. Right. And then also it's still somewhat rare to have a former player as a head coach. We did that.
Right.
I think more teams will do that. But you're absolutely right on, is that the investment in this sport, while you or I or other people have ways that we've been able to support or contribute in some manner to it, it really is their sport and their opportunity
sure.
to play it, to coach it, to learn it, to be all about it, to be the things that they were often told they shouldn't, couldn't, or wouldn't be able to do. And now they have that opportunity. And so for me, there is no shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't in my, you know, vernacular about this. It's all about encouraging and trying to build, bridge, provide, encourage, anything that you can do to have this happen. And when you look at what the NFL has done over the last several years with their career forum, with 50 of the current player group and coaches group were at this year in Orlando about a week ago or so, they're going to be working in the league. So
yeah.
the three divas this year that were scouting interns in the NFL, two with the Jets, one with the Vikings. You know, we had more of those than any other team. And, it's not like I think about how many do you have. And it's like, well, you keep track because it's a big deal.
Right.
Not a bragging deal, but it's like, yeah, that's something to feel proud about and to share and to encourage more people to get into that pipeline, which, again, next January, if there's anybody listening today that's in the football world, next January there'll be another opportunity for you potentially or someone you know to be one of those 50 people that have decision makers, head coaches, people at the league, highest level of the league, looking for people like you with this real-world football experience, not just I'm a fan, but, no, I played it, I coached it, you know, the whole nine, right? And that makes you supremely unique still and qualified to be part of the NFL, the league, right? And if you're not ready for that, guess what? By 2020, work in the XFL. There'll be more football jobs out there.
With another master promoter. Maybe I need to call him and get this game going on. So speaking of NFL, which stands for not for long, and I don't have you for long, but I got to get a prediction from you. New England, Tom Brady, Philadelphia, Nick Foles, who do you got in that Super Bowl game?
Okay, so if you just put them up there any normal week, of it, I'd go like, don't like either one of them. Right, is the first, you know, kind of basic
right.
answer. Get past that, I'm thinking the Patriots. I got to tell you, this past week especially, for some reason, I have had this notion that I might actually root for them in this manner, that I realize how extremely difficult it is to do what they have done, not only for one season, much less the last decade. It's I've never seen anything like it. It's the hardest
right.
team sport to play. It's the most things going on. You know, it's the highest stakes. And somehow, the consistency and yet the desire to always learn and grow at the same time of Bill Belichick and that whole group is something that I have to admire. I do admire. And I respect. And it almost makes me want to pull for him, right? But then I think about individuals,
yeah.
which the longer I'm around, the more I think about I'm not necessarily tied to a team, as opposed to I root for individuals who I know. And Frank Reich was the backup quarterback to Boomer Esiason when I was starting my broadcast career at the University of Maryland. So I've known
Great
Frank
guy.
Reich for a few years now, right? And
mm-hmm.
the greatest comeback in college football history, the greatest comeback in NFL history. And I think it would be
right.
super great if my friend Frank Reich would have a Super Bowl ring on his hand after this weekend. So, you know, there's a lot there. There's even more than that. There's other associations there. But those two, I think, are pulling me to where I might actually be pulling for an NFC East team that doesn't wear burgundy and gold. How about that?
And you know what? Nothing wrong with that. Hey, Rich, how can people find out about the DC Divas? And tell us again where you are and what's going on today before we let you go.
Coach, appreciate everything. DCDivas.com. You'll see our schedule. Home opener is April 21st against Philadelphia. We're on the road April 14th, opening against Boston, which has been, when we talk about the Patriots, right? Boston has been a franchise along with us that have been at the very top of the sport and provided. When we go play them, you feel like you have to be at your very best, and you feel like you get the very best that you could possibly get on any field anywhere, right? It has that kind of feel to it still. And so we'll see how the season starts with them. So that's DCDivas.com. And then today, up until 5 p.m. here at the Deanwood Recreation Center in Northeast Washington, right across from the Deanwood Metro, right off of 295, just across the Maryland line, very easy, accessible from all parts of the city and also out of the city. Elaine Delladonna is going to be here today at 12:30 for autographs. There are clinics all day for multiple sports. There are nutritional experts here. There are all types of interactive things for the curious and for those who want to grow and have some fun today and not cost. It's a great opportunity to interact freely with so many different athletes and good causes. And Natalie Randolph deserves a hats off for having the second annual Women's and Girls Expo, and I look forward to, I'm sure, her third and her fifth and her tenth, as she is the new Title IX coordinator for the District of Columbia Public School System.
Great stuff, man. Rich, it's always good to hear your voice, man. I'm going to have you back on as that big game draws closer and closer. I'm going to have you back on.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your advocacy for all the women who play this game. It's the toughest thing out there, and it's a real testimony to me to see continued, right, growth, support, more people want to play it, and more people hold on and continue to do it because they love it enough and they're willing to put up with all the things that are challenges to be great.
Good stuff, man. Rich Daniel, Vice President, Football Operations, DC Divas. We'll see you down the road.
Coach, I look forward to it.
I tell you what, as I've said once, I've said it a million times, the number of hours that that young man puts into his craft, and it is a craft. He does an enormous amount of work, and it just, I don't want to say that it's not appreciated because it is appreciated, but I don't think we can ever say thank you enough to Rich Daniel and what he's done for women's football specifically. Great job, Rich. So, hey, I'm going to spend a few minutes here just going over an NFL trade. The Washington Redskins this past week made a trade that I just don't understand for a couple of reasons, and we're going to talk about it. Here's thing one. Nobody makes a trade in January. No, nobody does that. There was no combine yet. We just came off the Senior Bowl. No one does that deal. I don't understand what they were thinking. Timing was awful. All right, that's thing one. Thing two, you didn't cut Kirk Cousins. He's still actually on the roster. He just doesn't have a contract. So you bring in Alex Smith. Alex Smith is a decent quarterback. Matter of fact, in 2005, when he was at Utah, they destroyed my Pitt Panthers. They absolutely destroyed them. So, you know, he's good. I know up close and personal that he's a good, solid NFL QB. My concern is that he is 33 and is going to be turning 34 in a month or so. Signed him. He already had a one more year on his contract with the Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs. So the Skins are going to pick up that year, which was $20 million, and then they offered him $71 million guaranteed. So his total deal is $94 million. $94 million? For a 34-year-old average quarterback, he's average. You know what he is? he's slightly better than Kirk Cousins. Here's why. He's slightly taller. He moves. He can run slightly better. And he will get you to the playoffs and lose in the first round. Cousins can't even get you to the playoffs. So I just did not understand the economics of it. Now, let's throw one other thing in there. They also got rid of Kendall Fuller and a third-round pick. So Kendall Fuller. Now let me back up a minute. They play in a division where the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. They have Carson Wentz and Nick Foles and all of their receivers, Alshon Jeffrey and the like. The Cowboys got Dez Bryant, if they re-sign Dez Bryant, and they got Dak. And then this morning I'm reading in the New York Times that Eli says, I'm totally recommitted to the new regime. So Eli's recommitted to the new regime. What's the receiver that I don't like? What's that guy's name? Beckham, that guy, I actually did forget his name for 1 second. Odell Beckham is arguably in the top five best receivers in the league. And they get rid of a slot corner? I just don't get it. Kendall Fuller, and then, oh, by the way, let me just stay on Kendall Fuller for a minute. I knew before Kendall Fuller knew. I was on Twitter, and he wasn't. So when he jumped on Twitter, he found out that he had been traded. That is awful. That is absolutely, from a public relations standpoint, that is awful. Now, let me go another step further on this deal. They also gave up a third-round pick. What in the world are you doing? Do you know how many great players come out of the third round? This is where you get your guard. This is where you get that linebacker that's a sure tackler. This is where you get football players in the third to fifth rounds. You get stars in rounds one. You get football players in two to six, and then you get, you know, hopefuls and maybes in seven. And this is unbelievable to me that people get paid a lot of money. Now, here's what's missing, and this is what the greatness of the Extra Points radio show. This show is about the business of sports. Did you notice, did you hear any quotes from Doug Williams, who's the new senior vice president and blah, blah, blah? No, you didn't hear anything from Doug Williams. You know why? Because it was a $94 million transaction. And guess what? Doug ain't signing off on that. No. That's going to be the owner, Daniel M. Snyder, and Bruce Allen. They sign off on that one. So they will have to live with this Alex Smith. Now, let me just tell you, this is what's going to happen. They guaranteed Alex Smith $71 million. What's going to happen is they're going to keep him for 2 years, which is about $35 million a year, which is what they would have paid Kirk Cousins anyway. Because that's what the franchise tag, a dollar amount, is going to be this upcoming free agency year. So they were paying the money anyway. So why not either stay with Kirk Cousins or do what I suggested, which was, and I know people don't like it, but I say you take that $34 million and you put it on defense. You pay a D lineman $10 million. You pay a linebacker $10 million, and you pay a DB $10 million. And you have a defense that people can't score points on. And Colt McCoy can get you a field goal, and you win the game 3-0. I don't know. I shouldn't coach anymore. I should be a general manager for somebody because these are common sense, no-brainer moves. And I just don't understand what the Redskins were doing. I just don't get it. But anyway, this is my last comment on this before I go to my two-minute warning. I'm done. I'm absolutely done with the Redskins. I put it on Facebook during the week this week. Many of you chimed in. You weighed in that I can come root for your team. Here are my rules. I will not root for an NFC East team. That's out. I will not root for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's out. All right, so those are given. So what I will do, and I will not root for the Cleveland Browns. So here's who I will root for, everybody else. So the Ravens are my team in the AFC, all right? I'm proud to announce that my new team is the San Francisco 49ers, and here's why. They went out and got a real general manager. I love it. John Lynch. He's never been a general manager before, but he's making the right moves. He's a fresh face, fresh eyes and ears. They locked in Lil Shanny, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan's son, for 6 years. Nobody does that. 6 years. So they've given him time. Well, in that short period of time, they went out and got Jimmy Garoppolo. He's going to be their starter going forward. And they won 5 games last year, and people thought they weren't going to win any game. That's my new NFC East team. Watch the increased production and win from the San Francisco 49ers. And I don't want to say hail to the Redskins, but to heck with the Redskins. That I will say. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break. Let me do my two-minute warning real quick. Two-minute warning is very easy. It's all about – it's super. It's Super Bowl weekend, and everything is super. So as you go through your week this week, daily, hourly, moment by moment, think super. Think super things are going to happen. Just pray on super things happening, and they'll happen. No doubt about it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And come back, we're going to bring in Joy to the World, Joy Henry. We're going to do a couple predictions. Did pretty well last week, and let's see if I can get to Vegas. Remember, if I can get over 500, then someone needs to take me to Vegas with them. So we'll be right back on the Extra Points Radio Show. Chucky, we do need money. Great Extra Points Radio show today. It is a Super Bowl edition, which needless to say, we got our predictions coming up here shortly on the Extra Points Radio show. I want to thank again Vice President of Football Operations, Rich Daniel, coming in from the DC Divas. And speaking of DC Divas, one of my former players from the Washington Prodigy, Joy Henry, joining us. Fit with Joy. Joy, are you there?
I'm here. It's your girl Fritz with Joy with the tidbit for this weekend.
What's your tidbit?
So, yeah, pretty much we talked about the weather outside being frightful. So I got a little delightful winter wonderland workout for you and just some tips on how to beat the bulge. So pretty much your body's makeup functions to store fat during this time. And that's ATL.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on, Joy. Hold on, Joy. This is important stuff right here. You said beat the bulge. I want to make sure everybody hears it. So make sure you got that microphone real close to you so we all can hear you loud and clear, because beating the bulge is a big deal. So go ahead. Give us that tidbit.
Okay. Let me rewind and reemphasize that this winter wonderland that we are coming upon, our body is made up. We, in a sense, it should look like a snowman. We're supposed to be getting fat. We're supposed to be able to survive. Our bodies are made to store fat. That's correct. So there's a particular makeup in our body, and that is ATLPL, which promotes fat storage. Studies show that if you stay physically fit throughout this time frame, you're able to combat it easier. I mean, no-brainer, right? So anything from doing 30 minutes of shoveling snow, which at this time we don't have the wonderful white on the floor, on the ground, but just as much as running outside. I know it's pretty cold today, but pretty much even going into the gym or staying inside and doing some yoga or some calisthenics to do the trick.
Got it. All right, very good. So 30 minutes, that's what you got. That's a good start, and I like the snowman picture. I like that. So listen here now. We got some big games. We had a good week last week. I'm going to start off with the Wizards. I know they are near and dear to your heart. I don't think you're a Knicks fan anymore, but shout out to Knicks fan out there. But tell me this. I got the Wizards over an awful Orlando team this week. Orlando's 14th in the East out of 15 teams. What say you?
Not sure about that. I think that because the Wiz has shown their record to not do well against sub-500 teams, I'm going to go with Orlando, especially since it's on the road.
Okay, all right. Now, Orlando's terrible now. You got that, though. I'm marking it down. I'm marking it down right now. I'm putting this in ink. Okay, how about this? I'm doing something a little bit different here. The Wizards, if you heard me earlier, I was talking about the Wizards making a trade. Perhaps DeAndre Jordan. So what I want you to predict is, will the Wizards make any trade to upgrade this roster, or will they stay pat? I got the Wizards making no trade. What say you?
No trade, Jose. They go against the grain, as you can see with the Redskins and their organization. You talked about my Knicks. These particular organizations are known their propensity to just be all over the place and be a mess. I see that the Wizards, they go against the grain with trying to get more players or bigger, splashier players. They pay their players. And as you can see with this 3-0 start without Wall, the team is seeming to mesh together. As Bradley Beal said, everybody eats sick without Wall. That's how I interpreted it. I know there's a lot more to the quote, but I think if the latter comes back, he has to be better and come in and join his team as a role player. So I don't see that they're going to think of trading, but they just see that the team is winning. They just need Wall to be able to fit into that regimen.
Got it. Now, last week, when I shifted over to the NHL and we talked puck, I had the Caps beating the Flyers. You went against the grain and picked the Flyers. Now, again, another team that I know is near and dear to your heart, I'm going to go against the Caps this week, tonight, actually. They're playing out in tomorrow, special Super Bowl hockey game out at the arena. Vegas is coming into town. Vegas is the best expansion team the NHL has ever seen. I got Vegas beating the Caps. What say you?
Well, I'm with you, and I'm going to the game tomorrow. I'm not going to Vegas, and I'm betting against Vegas for that matter. So I think that the Caps at home, after getting 7 goals against them with the Penguins, they got to redeem themselves.
Well, there you go. All right, good. So, yeah, they did give up 7 goals. That was unacceptable, to say the least. So while you're out at the Caps-Vegas game, I'm going to be up at Xfinity Arena to watch the Terrapins, Fear the Turtle, go up against Big Ten rival Wisconsin. Maryland basketball has really – it is way on the decline. I don't know what's happening. Wisconsin's known for football. I think it's 2 bad teams, but I got Wisconsin being the better team. What say you?
I'm going against them as well. The local team, they don't do well in Big Ten play, so those Badgers are going to go ahead and badge them.
I agree with you on that one. And then, of course, the LeBron James-led Cavaliers against the Beard and the Houston Rockets on Saturday Night Basketball. I just – there's certain people I don't bet against, and LeBron James is one of them. I'm going with Cleveland. What say you?
Well, I think this is going to be a very special one night. I think it's going to be fireworks in the air. I mean, pun intended with the Rockets, and I'll give you some information on that end. So pretty much with Paul not being there, Chris Paul, CP3, not being on November 7th when they still beat the Cavs. Now with him being back, he's on fire. He's got 19.1 PPG. And he's got 8.4 assists. That's going to put him on par to be on the heels of the former Andre Miller Cavaliers player. So he just needs 5 more, and I believe he'll be dishing that out to the Fear the Bear. Yes, that's Harden. And Harden is just 5 assists away, but he's also just 27 points away from 15,000 in his career. So I see that they're going to go off. You're going to see the sparks. You're going to see that this team is just going to be too much for the Cavs, who they're doing well at home. They're the best team playing at home, but prime time-wise, they haven't been able to hold it out and shine.
All right, very good. I got it. Great stats on that. So now it leads us up to the Super Bowl. And, you know, before I unveil my pick here, I just, you know, tell me your thoughts on the two teams. And, you know, I know you're an NFC East person, so there is an NFC East team in it. But I also know that, you know, technically you're a New Englander. This is the Mid-Atlantic region, but New York is technically it's New England. So who are you rooting for here? Are you for a cheesesteak or clam chowder? Because neither one of them are healthy for you. So tell me your pick and just give me some thoughts on the game.
Well, Philly. Yeah, I'm not feeling them at all. The Little Eagles, they love stories. If you think about Rocky Balboa going against Drago and David and Goliath stories, this is exactly what I think here. People keep talking about the offense and Philly's going to be something to match up with New England. But you got to look at the other teams. I mean, that's just a great quarterback. You got a story franchise. You got now Belichick. You got Robert Kraft. They're doing their best. I mean, at this point, I think the only way that you can slay the Jolly Green Giant is just that. You got to be the Giant. And we have proven time and time again as a New Yorker, you go into the Super Bowl with us, we are 2-0. So, yeah, I'm not really looking at this Super Bowl as anything for us as the NFC East per se. So I'm going with Tom Brady. I think that, again, with this goat of a guy, with this awesome franchise, with the team, with the coach, they find ways to win. And Philly's never been there, ever, like record shows, ever. So I don't think they were able to match up with all the clever and just the charisma and just knowing how to act. You've already been there, and I don't think they have. They're going to continue to do their little antics in the Super Bowl, in the end zone in the Super Bowl, and it's going to come up to catch them in their lack of experience.
All right, so we got one New England, and then I'm going to go with you heard me say earlier there are certain teams I just don't bet against. I don't bet against the GOAT, Bill Belichick. I don't bet against the GOAT, Tom Brady. I got New England winning that game, and I got former Pitt Panther Deion Lewis as the MVP. So we'll see. We hope it's a great game. No blowouts, but a great game. And, hey, Joy, we appreciate you joining us as always. Let me shout out my website, www.extrapointsllc.com, and on Twitter, @extrapointsllc. And until next week, as always, the Extra Point is up.
And it is always good.
Vintage moment.